Welcome to Rooted in Wellness with me, wellness advocate and holistic nutritionist, Mona Sharma. Together, we will take a journey to discover natural healing practices from imbalance to balance, guided by ancient wisdom and modern scientific insights. I was raised living summers on an ashram, so I learned early on that food is medicine and your kitchen is your greatest source of healthcare and prevention. After facing two heart surgeries, anxiety, and weight challenges, I discovered that just because your symptoms are common doesn't mean that they are normal. Together with some incredible guests, we will explore the power of our mind, body, and soul connection, returning to our roots to rediscover our greatest well-being. This is it, day three of the Rooted Reboot, and today we rise. I'm Mona Sharma, and today's episode is all about reclaiming your power, your voice, and your energy, and your right to thrive. In this final chapter, we'll explore what it means to live in alignment, not just with your health, but with your values, your purpose, and your future. You'll hear how ancient wisdom and modern science both agree healing isn't about perfection, it's about returning to your truth. We'll wrap the series with tools to protect your energy, rituals to sustain your momentum, and an invitation to keep rising inside our rooted community, because the world needs the most vibrant version of you. So let's rise together. Right, and starting at Mona.
Hi, I'm Mona Sharma. I'm here to help you reconnect with your body's natural wisdom and unlock sustainable healing. Now tell me, where in your life are you seeking deeper balance, healing, or clarity?
Hey, Mona, I'm here with a lot of my friends today. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. And wow, a group hangout. Love that energy. How's everyone doing? What's the vibe today?
Well, I wanted to get some advice from you. I have tried so many things when it comes to my health and wellness. I feel like nothing has ever worked, and I still feel stuck. So where should I start?
I hear you. Feeling stuck is so frustrating. Especially when you've tried so many things. I've been there too, two heart surgeries, anxiety, weight struggles. I know what it's like to feel like nothing's working, okay? But here's the thing, sometimes it's not about doing more. It's about simplifying and reconnecting with the basics, your breath, your food, your daily rhythm. What's one small thing you could do today to feel just a little more grounded? Maybe it's a deep breath, a glass of water, or even just stepping outside for a moment. What feels doable for you right now?
I'm a little overwhelmed. Can you tell me what the first thing would be if I wanted to feel more energy in the morning?
The first thing? Sunlight. Seriously, stepping outside and getting natural light first thing in the morning is huge. It sets your body's internal clock, boosts your energy, and even helps you sleep better later. Can you try that tomorrow morning? Just a few minutes outside?
Definitely. I've got to get to my friends. I'll call you back.
All right. From the chat, who here got outside today first thing in the morning? I know I did. I saw a lot of hands going up. So welcome, everyone. For those that had missed the text demo with Mona AI from Wednesday, or if you couldn't attend with us on Wednesday, we wanted to make sure that you got a glimpse into the unique offering of Mona AI, which will only be housed in the Rooted Academy membership. It's not going to be open to the public. It's a tool that has been trained in Mona's voice, as you saw, in Mona's protocols and her healing philosophy. And as you can see, it was like truly having a conversation with Mona. So after Sunday, Mona AI will be closed to the public. You will only have access to her if you are in the Rooted Academy. We will share more details with that near the end of today. Just wanted to give a big shout out to everyone who's been posting in the Facebook page. I love seeing what you've been chatting with Mona AI about. I've seen a lot of requests for meal plans, for dietary suggestions, a lot of nutrition advice. I saw a post this morning about exercise. So lots of great ideas. Such a cool tool that like 24/7 access. Some of you I know in the middle of the night, like, to get a meditation or a visualization where you could ask Mona, my mind is racing. I have anxiety and it's 2 a.m. What's the best meditation or breath work to do right now? Like, you can't access that with any other program. It's so, so cool. So welcome. It is now day three of Rooted Reboot. We just want to start out by saying that we're so proud of you for being here. It means a lot that you guys keep showing up. You've made it to the final day of this experience. So whether you're joining us live, whether you've joined us live each day, or you're watching the replays, it's no small thing to choose your healing and to prioritize yourself and put yourself first. A big shout out to our winners from day two. We had Kathy, Cassandra, Christine, Michael, Heather, and Payel. So don't worry, we still have a few more giveaways after today. Don't forget to do your homework and get submitted for that. Just to recap from this week, day one, we began by rooting. We started to understand how healing starts with the nervous system, how healing starts with breath and just being present and intentional. We connected a big part of ourselves that doesn't treat healing like a big long to-do list or checklist, or that you have to try so hard for healing. Day two, which was on Wednesday, a lot of talk about nutrition and nourishment, not just what's on your plate, though, but how and when you eat, while taking ownership of the ingredients that you actually allow to put in your body, taking ownership of the crazy food system that we have and really becoming the CEO of your own health. We talked about things like rhythm and rituals, and these are ways that you can send the message to your body that you're safe, you're supported, you have the tools to heal, you are healed. So we saw some beautiful reflections in the group, in the chat. We saw beautiful reflections on the Facebook page. You guys have started practicing changing your state, which is really a foundation to the Rooted program and the Rooted Academy. So today, if you resonate with something, I know Mona really appreciates this. If you can drop the sprout emoji or even just say yes, it's really helpful for us to see what clicks for you, what lands for you. Maybe Esther, you could put the sprout emoji in the chat so that they can see what it looks like. The sprout is Mona's symbol. It means you're rooted. It resonated. That was for me. So let's get started on this final day together. Let's go ahead, refresh, and put a little sprout in the chat if you are here to go deeper today. Let's dive in, make yourself comfortable, get some pen and paper, because I know you're going to want to take some notes. There's a lot of wisdom on these calls. And as Mona loves to get started, we're going to get into our body. We're going to get grounded. Mona's going to guide us back home into our body so we can remember how to listen to those signals. So, Mona, you took us through a journaling practice after the reset. Can you open us up to more grounding and expand further?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. It was so incredible to go over all of the comments and the shares and the questions and the Mona AI feedback, which, gosh, is just so reassuring for everything that we're doing. So thank you for that. Today, we've got a lot more to cover. If you don't have a pen and a paper already, please grab that. If it's too far away and that's a headache, we're just going to mentally visualize. You can pretend your hand and your fingers are pen and paper. That's totally okay. What I thought I would do today, and you're probably getting the sense now, whenever I work with my clients, we always start with grounding, getting out of the busyness of the mind and the disconnection and the egoic to-do and fear and worry, and into the wisdom of the body. There's no other way. We have to come home to our body first. So what we're going to do today is a practice that's a little bit different. And some of you might be totally cool with this and into it. For others, it might still feel like a bit of a disconnect. It's something that becomes more familiar as you learn how to drop into the body and learn how to turn on your intuition and how to listen again. And it's going to look like this. It's actually a scribble exercise. You can do this with your kids too, by the way, or your parents. So scribbling, you're literally just going to take your hand or pen and paper. I'm going to guide you to dropping into your body. And we're just going to start to think about what your frustrations are. I'm so frustrated, I can't lose weight, for example, right? And instead of writing, and one of the reasons why we're doing this is I saw a lot of notes of people that were like, I don't want to go into my body. It's like, that's too hard. It's too scary. I don't like journaling because it feels like Dear Diary, but it's such a powerful practice, but you don't have to write out every single word. So if you look at my paper, so frustrated, I can't lose weight. I'm literally just scribbling. I'm getting it out of my body and onto paper. so frustrated that my mom's not doing well. I'm so frustrated with my past. I didn't have enough protein this morning. What is wrong with me? I'm not working out enough. Like, my teacher from grade two really screwed me up. Whatever comes up, I want you to scribble it out of your body and onto a piece of paper. All right, I'll guide you to it. We don't have to start yet. Now, I want to preface this because some of you might feel an emotional reaction. Remember on day one, I said, if your body is showing you tears, don't try to stuff them down. We're doing the work to get that out. So instead, honor, it's your soul's way of saying, oh my God, they're listening. Let's get it out. It's okay. You can go off screen if you want to. If you need to purge, go and do that. But to make up for that, for some of you, I'm also going to guide you into a beautiful practice of remembering who you are. That's foundational to this program. Remember the energy that you came into this world with, your perfect note, your unique sense of being that we're trying to reawaken to optimize your best health. Sound good? Thumbs up. Any thumbs up? Amazing. Thumbs up. All right, let's do it. Long, slow, deep breath in. Sigh it out of your mouth. Two more just like that. Last one. All right, now let's bypass the overthinking mind, nonverbal. Just start thinking, what's bothering you? What's frustrating you? Where is the emotion stuck in your body? What concerns you most about your health? Why do you feel stuck? Why are you the way that you are? Who upset you? Who are you blaming? Keep breathing and scribble. Who pissed you off when you were little? Who hurt you? What was your trauma? What part of your past still evokes a lot of emotion? What part of what hurts are you identifying with? Keep breathing, let it go. Scribble faster, scribble slower, scribble big, scribble small. Keep breathing as you exhale, exhale it out onto the page. Go deeper. Where's the pain in your body? What's causing it? Where's the sadness, the frustration, the anger, the resentment, the fear? Where's there a blockage? What are you ready to let go of? You're doing great. Just keep going for another 30 seconds. If it feels good, close your eyes, go within, pull the pain out of your heart, out of the cells in your body. Long, deep breath in, scribble it out. Let it go. Last few seconds, scribble even faster. Whatever wants to come out, scribble it out of your body. Slowly slow the practice down. When you're ready, you can put the paper down, put the pen down, and just close your eyes. Be here with me now. And just do a scan of the body from the toes all the way up to the head. What's the energy? Do you feel a bit more intensity anywhere? Some buzzing that often comes up when we're bringing things to the surface? Is there restriction around the heart? Are the shoulders up at the ears? Long, slow, deep breath in. Relax the shoulders down away from the ears. If you feel like yawning, yawn. Can you move back into your seat just a little bit more and surrender? Notice the quality of your breath without any judgment. And just witness, what does my breath feel like right now? What does my heartbeat feel like right now? Let's drop the awareness from the mind that wants to take over and thinking all the way down to your feet. Visualize yourself somewhere in nature, rooting down into the earth, in your most favorite, beautiful spot that can support you. In the sand, on the grass, on the dirt, the sunlight on your skin, the warmth of the sun lighting every cell up within you. Just being here, notice if you can exhale a little bit more. If you need some grounding, take one hand and place it over your heart. You are safe. Relaxing your ankles, your legs, relaxing your low back, your mid back, and your upper back, relaxing your hands, your arms, your shoulders, relaxing the jaw, relaxing the face, relaxing the movement of the eyes and the forehead. Simply be in your body. You're doing great. Stay with it. From this awareness, this embodiment, I'd like you to go ahead and remember what it was like to be a kid before this stuff happened. The version of yourself outside at a playground, wearing whatever it is that you wanted to wear, playing with whatever it is that you wanted to play with. Go to that memory now and feel it in your body. What did you look like as an adult, watching yourself as a kid, playing in a playground, wearing your favorite clothes, saying what you wanted, moving your body how you wanted? What were those colors? Turn up the volume on what it looked like. Were there sounds in the background? Can you remember a toy? What did it feel like to not have any care in the world? You were simply in the moment, present, joyful, having fun, in pure awe of life and wonder and everything that existed around you, owning your uniqueness, this unique vibration that you came into this world with. And just witness, what are some of those details? Make it feel real. This is who you are. Remember who you are. What did you love doing? What did you love watching, playing with? Keep going back. And if it's not clear, make it up. Notice the colors, the vibrancy, the joy, the stillness. What we notice when we watch other children in pure joy and delight. Turn up the volume. Take a long deep breath. Sigh it out. Whatever's coming up, feel your hand over your heart. And just return to the gratitude for trying to remember. Thanking yourself for trying to play, for trying to recall the vibration of peace, happiness, joy, and freedom within you. And for really cultivating this environment for your body to heal. Even if it was for a split second, you didn't. Thank yourself for that practice. Get a sensation for the chair that you're in, the environment that you're in. And only when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come on back. Well done, everyone. I know this can bring up a lot of emotion for some. For some, there's tears. For some, there's overwhelm. For me, there was a release of sadness because, gosh, I just forgot what it was like to not care what anyone else thought, to wear the colors that I wanted to wear, to play with what I wanted to play with, to look the way that I did without a single care in the world. But this is the process. We have to reawaken the magic that exists within you. Every single person on this call, whoever's going to watch, came into this world with a unique note. So imagine we're all part of this symphony, and all we have to do is play our instrument, right? Our vibration. But something happened at some point to all of us along the journey where we kind of got off note. We tried to fit in. We were let down. We were hurt. We didn't feel loved enough. We didn't feel like we were enough. So we tried to play like everyone else's instrument here. And that threw off the entire symphony of our life. And since then, we've been searching. And we've been searching and trying to fit in. We've been trying the diets. We've been trying to look a different way, to feel a different way, to find new hobbies, to find new gurus and practitioners, because maybe that's the thing. But I know that with practice, when you go back to this inner child frequency to remember that vibration, that's going to become your reality again. If you have the opportunity to even like watch kids at a park to just remember what it feels like as a kid, it's pretty hard until you get there. And then it's all you know. And this is the vibration that I think all of us deserve to go back to. And it's a big part of my healing journey. How does that feel, Paige?
Like Kathy said in the chat, the scribbling technique was new to her. She said, I thought I had tried it all. We're forever healing.
Forever healing. So many tools that come to us at different points in time. And that's why healing is a journey. If you're seeking to land somewhere because you've arrived, I hope that none of you think that I've arrived. I'm healing every day. I'm constantly uncovering new parts of myself that I want to bring light to. And now I'm trying to fall in love with the journey. And what I'm sharing with you are a lot of the tools that have really supported me and my clients.
You know, Mona, that brings up such a good point about we may feel very motivated after today's call. We may have felt very motivated on Monday and Wednesday. We may feel motivated after we hear one of your podcasts or we hear you speak. We start strong, but we then fall off track. Why does that happen? Why is it hard to stay consistent? And how does being together on a call like this, my community, how can that help stop that cycle?
It's kind of how we designed these calls, to be honest. So I've kind of taken you on a journey. If you remember on day one, I addressed the symptoms. I asked how many people here suffer from irritability, mood swings, cellulite, you know, weight gain, imbalanced hormones. And the reason why I do that, because that's the first area that we identify. Most of us, we focus on outcomes. I want to lose weight. I want clear skin. I want more energy. I want less cellulite. I want to quit my addiction, whatever it is. But if you live in an ashram, you know that you're focused on the feeling. And you guys know I love merging ancient wisdom with modern medicine. Neuroscience today is showing us that how you change your behavior is really everything. There's an amazing book you should all read, Atomic Habits by James Clear, which is so incredible. He really focuses on this concept of like, don't fall into the trap of trying to figure out what the thing is on paper. Notice how your identity can shift when you become your goal and the feeling that it represents. Then the goal kind of dissipates because the feeling of how you feel, feeling great, feels so much more important, right? So I hope that lands. So reframe whatever your outcome was on day one to your identity. So for example, if you say, I want to be healthy. I want to live a really long time. Sounds like really needy, right? Instead of maybe stepping into a reframe, and this is where my NLP training has come in, hands over heart. I am somebody who nourishes my body and I care about what I'm putting into it. Very different weight and feeling behind it, right? Or maybe I know weight loss for some of you is a big thing. So I want to lose some weight. How long have you tried? Has that identity worked for you? We're always trying to be someone else. Instead of owning, coming into the identity of what it's going to feel like when you lose the weight. I'm someone who moves my body every day with love and I eat like I love myself because I know that my body will come back into balance then. It's like a subtle shift of words, but this is where NLP is so interesting and why I look forward to so many live group coaching calls in the academy, because I can understand what your languaging is. Your languaging dictates what your belief system is. Your belief system dictates what your reality around what you're choosing for yourself. So that's why healing is such a hard work, because we have to really address like, okay, I'm ready to stop being that version of myself that I've been for the last 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years and ready to step into a new way of being. So ultimately, as I shared, like it's not about more habits. You guys are busy. We are all so busy. But I promise you, there's a shift that comes when your habits become rituals. Every call, we've tried to prompt you with like, what's the one thing that would make you feel good? What's a ritual that feels good for you? Not me, what feels good for you? So that ritual now feels like emotional, feel good. I can start to embody it. And then I start reflecting that into the world. And then all of a sudden, you know that what you reflect is going to be reflected back at you. Then you find the right tribe and the right book. And all of a sudden, everything starts to fall into place. So maybe that's a good prompt. Like start to address today. Ask yourself, what is your current health identity? For me, I was sick. I was overweight. In my 20s, I had a heart condition. There's no way that I could run a triathlon because I had a heart condition. And then I shared that story of my brother saying, well, how's that working out for you? And all of a sudden, I made the choices that aligned with doing that triathlon with him. And my life has never changed.
So if I could recap, what you're saying is that there's a feeling underneath the way that we envision our health or our health concerns or our surface level goals. Like, let's just take weight loss, for example. We say we want to lose weight, but the real underlying reason for wanting to lose weight is actually a feeling. So maybe you want a feeling of more confidence. Maybe you want a feeling of more freedom. So to get deeper in the healing journey, understanding the feeling that you're going for is a lot more powerful for the deeper understanding of why you want to commit your health to these rituals. Am I understanding that right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
100%. Is that landing with you guys? Have you ever noticed when you feel your best, you naturally make great decisions? I think I even used the example of the client. When you're feeling amazing, you're on the top of the world, you've meditated, you've moved your body, you've hydrated, life is feeling really good. Are you ever at the McDonald's drive-thru? No, like it just doesn't go together. But when we're feeling down, we're like, oh, just one more day. I'll start next week. I'll start next Monday. And that identity has become us. So part of this process and something that we work in depth on is really adopting not only your best self snapshot, but a movie reel of what your why is. We're so driven by surface level goals. Like, how many of you have followed people online because like they teach you how to, you know, I don't know, do a handstand or get a six pack or whatever it is. It's like these surface level things. When you guys have all done hard things already, you've already achieved goals, you've proved to yourself that you can do hard things. But what's the why that's going to keep you aligned with the foundation of health moving forward? So for me, I often share, you know, my story with my future. Everything that I do today is for the version of myself that I want to create when I'm 90 and 100 and beyond. I, for some reason, had the blessing. I wonder if my mom is on today, actually. Living with my mom, who I witnessed her suffering, my grandmother, I witnessed her suffering. She died in her 60s because she was just on too many drugs for her pain. I witnessed the impact of health. And I know I don't need to say it to you guys. Nothing matters when you don't have your health. Nothing. Life absolutely stops. So having gone through that, and then I healed, and then I go back to bad habits, and then I heal again, and then I go back to bad habits. It's that cycle. What keeps me driven today is, how do I want to feel when I'm 90? Chances are I'm probably going to live that long, if not longer, until I'm at 100, if not more. I know what it's going to feel like to be hiking with a grandchild on my back, to see Indy and Elijah walking alongside me as adults, for them to never have to care for their parent because it just won't be a reality. This feels real to me. You guys ever thought about that? Like, what's going to drive your decisions now so that it becomes you in the future? We don't think about what we eat today, what we drink today, our behavior today, our emotions today, our thoughts today. That is information that's fueling the version of yourself that you're becoming. How you eat today is going to manifest in the version of yourself 20, 30, 40 years of now, right? And even for diseases like autoimmune disease, it doesn't just show up. Cancer doesn't just show up. It's the result of the environment within us based on our decisions and obviously the world around us. So maybe we could choose one person. Does anyone want to share, like, have you been part of this strictly focusing on a specific goal and you have no idea what I'm talking about? Like, have you dabbled in thinking about the future? Does it scare anyone? Maybe put up a hand. My future self is always watching. I'm just looking at the comments. I want to be the best person I can be for my younger girls. This is beautiful. So the deeper question to that, where I'll coach you, I'll just do it this way, is, but is that enough to drive your decisions that you're making for your health and your happiness today? We're aware of it, but has it become you yet? Have you fully embodied it? Takes a lot of practice. Like for me, I often need my coaches and my guides to remind me of like, oh, hey, you're doing that thing again where you're going off into your mind and you're living in anxiety and worry about the future. Come back to how you want to feel again. We all need coaches. And this is where accountability is so, so, so important. Yeah, beautiful comments around how we want to feel.
Group. Getting together as a group as well. Like you get to see, oh, wow, that person is doing something really neat. And that's a good reminder. I want to be doing that too. I want to feel that way. I want to embody what they're embodying.
I think that's a wrap, everyone. I look forward to hearing from all of you. Please make sure to check out all of the resources that we have in the Reboot community page. And I hope to see you next week. We go live next week. Monday's my birthday. It's my grandmother's birthday too, actually. And I couldn't think of a greater way than to do exactly what I want to be doing in this lifetime than to celebrate with a gift that can help everyone.